Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and it is time for my daily rants and raves. But I have a special rants and raves today because I am joined by the thought leaders, marketing leaders, and brand leaders at Polycom for the Pro AV channel. I've got three experts here that I'm going to talk to today because Polycom has basically changed the industry of video conferencing forever with an announcement earlier this month. I'm joined by John Antonitis, who's the VP of Product Marketing at Polycom. I'm joined by Craig Richardson, who's the VP of AV Integration Market Development, and Randy Reby, who is the Director of AV Integration Business Development. Guys, did I get that right?
That's right.
Perfect. Excellent, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. So I have asked them to join us today because on October 8th, if my memory serves me correctly, you guys made a big announcement, and it did, in fact, change the face of the future of video conferencing. You guys are in the driver's seat right now, steering sort of the direction that the industry is going to go. And it wasn't just one announcement that you made. John, if you don't mind, I'd like to quickly ask you a quick question before I ask you my key question specifically for the AV channel that are listening today. But unlike most press conferences that we've attended or we've Skyped into or we've WebExed into or we've video conferenced into or even attended in person, generally a manufacturer is introducing one thing at one time and then you sort of get a understanding of how that product sits in the industry hierarchy of products, and then you leave and write about it. But in this case, in addition to introducing a handful of products, you introduced sort of a change in the way that you do business and a change in the way you do services and really a vision for the future and how things are going to go certainly between now and 2015. So if you don't mind taking a few minutes to explain that to everybody on the call, I think it's important that they get that first.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gary, and thank you for the opportunity to do that. So you've covered some big announcements with Polycom in the past, but nothing as big as what we announced on October 8th when we opened NASDAQ in New York. So we didn't refer to it internally or even externally as a product announcement day. We talked about a day of strategy, and really that's what we wanted to lay out was our strategy for changing the video industry. If you think back roughly a year ago, we simplified and tightened our vision. And to be very bold and direct, our vision was to make video collaboration ubiquitous. And so this strategy day is to build on that vision. And so some might ask, does video need to be ubiquitous? And from our user's perspective, we think definitely it does. And you mentioned between now and 2015, and some of this is built directly on that. The industry analysts are predicting that in the video collaboration space that we play in today that leverages video solutions from mobile solutions to desktop to room to immersive telepresence is growing, even in a tough economy, is growing over this period from now till 2015 from roughly a $5.4 billion industry to a $7.3 billion industry. So many types of businesses and industries would be thrilled with that sort of growth. Layer on top of that, the fact that cloud-delivered solutions and cloud-delivered video as a service, and more importantly, video collaboration as a service, not just simply talking heads video, is anticipated to grow from a $2.2 billion industry, and this includes web conferencing, et cetera, to $4.5 billion over this same time frame. So the total addressable market's growing very aggressively from roughly $7.6 billion to just under $12 billion in roughly a three-year span. As we think about what's driving this, it really doesn't matter from our perspective which user communities we speak to, which verticals we speak to. We could just rattle off a few. Distance learning, the analysts and the studies have shown that video increases retention by 400%. So educators and groups inside organizations that are trying to get their message out are leveraging video collaboration. Telemedicine is going to double in the next 5 years to be a $23 billion industry, and video usage in hospital and clinics is going to reach $15 billion by 2015 alone. If you think about manufacturing, we know they're leveraging video collaboration. New solutions like what we've announced in the past with Polycom Real Presence Mobile on highly flexible tablets and PDAs are allowing remote video repairs down on the shop floor to reduce downtime by up to 27% and accelerate time to market for those teams by up to 24%. And even things like customer service, which typically haven't had video as a component, that's growing steadily. Analysts are predicting that by 2015, at least 10% of all customer service interactions will include a video element. And then there's just business continuity, right, for just everyday businesses and for governments and for educators, whether it's hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, epidemics, airport closures, right? We know that video helps keep businesses moving. As part of the, leading into the strategy day, we identified some critical areas that we knew were lacking in what was being delivered in the marketplace. And so when we talked about having a strategy day and why would we introduce a fleet of products as well as some that are being delivered immediately and also pre-announcing a few products, it was really because we wanted to address this discussion holistically. Current impediments in the marketplace around inconsistent experiences or difficult use, limited device and environment support or TCO not being compelling enough, or another big issue that we're addressing is around proprietary video islands and not allowing organizations to connect and organize and not being able to properly leverage video in my business applications or my personal and social applications. We saw all of this as an area that needed to be addressed, and if Polycom is going to lead this marketplace, and I thank you for commenting that you feel that we're in the driver's seat, we needed to be the ones to address this. And so our vision isn't just to make video collaboration ubiquitous, but we have a clear strategy to do that, and that was part of what we outlined in Strategy Day, right? It was around making video available and simple to use and available to everyone through open, standard-based solutions.
Well, I was just going to make a point, and that is really the key, is the fact that it is open, and it hasn't been in the past. I mean, as you go through and explain the I guess my next question was to ask you specifically to explain to the people listening today on Rave Radio exactly what you introduced, because you didn't just introduce new hardware, but you also introduced new services, and all of these have great benefit to the integrator because, you know, for example, everybody's been asking for years, you know, when our video conferencing system is going to be compatible with sort of all ways of connecting, even the consumer products like Skype and you know, low-end products like that with high-end conferences. And what you did was you made that available to everybody with these announcements. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, whoever's best on the call to tell us what you actually introduced specifically that benefits the Pro AV channel and sort of how it fits into your vision.
Sure, we can do that right away, Gary. We made four key announcements, and I'll just rattle those off, and then we can talk about them a bit more specifically and how they value for the AV integrators and for the industry at large. The first was around really, again, addressing that barrier of ease of use. So we announced a new, really differentiated Polycom user experience as well as next generation endpoints. So that was one area, and we'll come back to all these. I'm just going to hit them quickly. We also announced enhancements to the Real Presence platform. So that's the infrastructure solution that Polycom and our partners are leveraging to deliver video collaboration and delivering multi-point video, managing that video, making it from net firewall traversal and availability and redundancy. The key thing we did there, though, is we enhanced the existing platform and enhanced the installed base with adding open standards-based SVC. So scalable video coding has been around for years. It hasn't been very popular in the video industry because the few players that have dabbled in it have decided to take a route to market that required closed implementations and weren't interoperable with the X million installed base of systems. And so Polycom's leveraging an open standards-based SVC. We also brought out a new suite of solutions for the mid-market, knowing that this is a market that's been underserved, wanting to package products appropriately, price products appropriately, and provide value at the right place in the market for them. And then last but not least, you mentioned probably a very innovative new solution called Real Presence Cloud Access Suite. And this allows any customer to extend enterprise-grade video collaboration to users of Skype, Facebook, Google Talk, Link, IBM SameTime, and others through just a traditional web browser. So all four of these were part of those key announcements. If I were to peel back the onion a little bit and start with making video easier to use and this new user experience and these new solutions, so Polycom has award-winning solutions in the HDX platform, and we're going to continue to sell the HDX. There were announcements as part of this as well for enhancements to the HDX series. But we brought out a new series of room-based codecs called the Group Series, and they're going to have a new user experience. We've spent literally 2+ years defining a what we refer to as a walk-up and use or no training required experience that much more people are familiar with from, say, an iPad or an iPhone or an Android-based type of experience. And so this user experience is going to wrap from literally our mobile devices, our desktop devices, our mobile software, I should say, desktop devices, telephony like the VDX platform, and across the Group Series codec. So across the entire portfolio, so users have a dead simple experience. And if you're an AV integrator and you're trying to create a complete solution across an organization, we know that ease of use and making this simple is a critical component, eliminating trouble tickets and the hassle factor of deploying solutions. And so we wanted to provide a consistent experience that maps across all of the portfolio. Additionally, these solutions are going to support SVC and AVC. So end users don't need to understand the technology. They don't need to know the technology. Organizations don't need to rush to deploy the technology. They get the opportunity as an organization to determine when to transition from AVC or when to deploy SVC. And these solutions are going to offer both AVC and SVC, whether it's mobile, whether it's desktop, whether it's new Group Series, or even a new solution called Virtual Edge for executives and for the high-performance workplace for individuals. 1080-60 capabilities. So we know that when AV integrators are brought into a design and requirements, they're looking for the best performance. So the new Group Series will support 1080-60 video or content sharing. So it depends what the organization needs. And on some of those systems, we'll support both 1080-60 on video and simultaneously 1080-60 on content for organizations that want that best layer of performance. So that key area around driving ease of use and the best experience is you know, critical for these new announcements. We mentioned the Group Series. There's also a new Visual Edge. So we know that when an AV integrator comes in, it's not as simple as leveraging technology into a few conference rooms, right? Historically, that may have been the case. More sophisticated video organizations that are more sophisticated in their video usage, they're leveraging and looking for a complete solution that allows them to take advantage of the adoption of mobile tablets, to take advantage of home-based workers and knowledge-based workers being in remote locations, as well as enabling the conference room, the boardroom, and the training facilities. And so the Group Series, there's a full family, the Group 300, 500, and 700. The 700, of course, being the most appropriate for deep integrations that require multiple monitors, multiple AV inputs, et cetera, as well as having simple HDMI inputs, but also still offering YPRPB and other demands that we see in the marketplace. I mentioned the Visual Edge, this new product. If you haven't seen the images of it, it's really quite stunning. I know that sounds a bit biased, but it truly is. It's a all-in-one desktop solution leveraging this new technology, the Group Series. And that's another point I should make about the Group Series. The codecs now are literally much, much smaller. So the series runs from a rack-mountable solution for organizations that need that, but also in the Group 500, we have a very powerful codec that's literally the size of the lid on a standard shoebox, right? So if you think about the depths and height and dimensions of that, and think about now where that can be, you know, where that can be applied in different organizations, literally mounted to the back of a flat panel and it disappears, right? So you have a nice, clean, simplified, you know, fast-paced installation for those smaller conference rooms for an individual office. I mentioned the Visual Edge. We took that same small technology and built it right into the back of a beautiful 27-inch piece of glass. So this monitor is 2560 by 1440 resolution for when you're leveraging it for multimedia in your PC. It will support up to 1080-60 video and receive 1080-30 content sharing. It's an all-in-one solution, so there's no codec that comes with it. It's slick and slim on the side. It's only about an inch deep, and its deepest spot in the back is probably 2.5, maybe 3 inches deep at the most. So it's the smallest, most efficient use of the executive or the knowledge-based worker's space, but provides them with the best quality experience in the marketplace today. Also, amazing audio. So when we say AV, we often get hung up on the video side, and the audio on all of these solutions is the best audio Polycom's ever brought to the marketplace. And on Visual Edge, it has some especially new capabilities like the elimination of sound, so ruffling of papers, opening a bag of chips, anything that's determined not to be appropriate for a collaborative experience is eliminated based on the sound patterns that it makes. And then, again, extending to desktop and mobile is part of those solutions as well. You mentioned SVC early on, and I've talked about it a few times. Critically for us and for the AV integrators is to bring out open and interoperable SVC. And so that was what we did with this announcement. Our RealPresence platform across the collaboration servers or the bridges, the RMXs, you can get a software update that will triple the capacity of your HD video bridging as you transition to SVC from AVC, right? We've also updated the rest of the platform for resource management, for virtualization, new net firewall traversal solutions that are going to simplify installations for AV integrators as well, because historically there's been 323 firewall solutions and SIP firewall solutions. Now with the new solution that we offer, RealPresence Access Director, we have a solution that does both SIP and 323 as well as SVC traffic and increases the capacity and the scalability of that as well. So across the board, the idea on our part for standard-based open SVC will give us interoperability with the millions of systems that have been deployed, as well as leveraging that same technology that we've offered to the industry through the UCI forum and that Microsoft and others are picking up into their solutions. So we'll ensure that we have tight integration with others. So the islands of SVC that have existed in the past as individual vendors have charted out their own space, Polycom looked at this much differently and said, we want an open, standard-based solution. We're going to create technology, leverage our intellectual property, and offer that royalty-free to the industry, which we've done, and folks like Microsoft and others are going to put that on millions of desktops, and our systems are going to interoperate, and unlike what's happened in the past, all of the deployed base, so millions of desktops and millions of room-based systems will be able to leverage this new SVC technology interoperably with their AVC solutions.
That seems to me what sets you guys apart from anybody else in your space is the fact that you are now going to be officially compatible with everything out there. I mean, you've got a wide range of products, which you've always had. I mean, you've improved those products. You now have a killer system, a set of systems for small and medium-sized businesses, as well as the high-end stuff you've always had. But now you've got compatibility with not only everything that's coming forward, but everything that's come before. This is a complete repositioning of Polycom in the market, isn't it?
Yeah, Gary, this is Craig. I think just before we jump into that, I did want to highlight a couple of things that John said. And I think the user interface innovations are really going to drive a lot more adoption. And so I think from an integrator perspective, you know, you have different ways that systems are controlled and different interfaces that people use, from a dedicated control system interface to the IR remote. And I think when you think about the larger rooms, you typically think about a control system controlling it, and I think that's fantastic. And I think what John's also talking about is as we look at extending the product into areas, rooms, spaces that didn't traditionally have conferencing, the user interface will really drive the adoption. And you know as well as I do, if you have something that works well for you, you want to make sure that other people have access to that as well. So I think the beautiful thing here with the user interface is that the video conferencing, by being so much easier to use, is going to drive so much more adoption that the integrators will have a lot more opportunity to place systems in with their customers. And I think that's a great benefit for the AV integration marketplace. It'll just drive more demand.
Yeah, it's beautiful and it's simple. So yeah, I agree with you on that. I think it's.
If I were to piggyback one thing that Craig said is just around when we talk about open, part of that statement around open is APIs, and we know that the AV integrator space leverages those APIs, and we've made very strong strides in recent releases in 2012 for the RealPresence platform APIs to allow tighter integration there. And these solutions, of course, as well, that we're talking about, the same philosophy is providing appropriate APIs, because we do know, of course, there's those places where you want a controlled and customized interface, as well as you want the products tailored for the application. And so that's going to be done by our partners, right? That's not going to be done by Polycom. A lot of that's going to be handled by AV integrators who understand those applications intimately and understand their customers very directly and want to make a very specific application and custom experience leveraging these solutions, but also that knowledge. And so extending the APIs on these new systems as well as across the RealPresence platform is part of that openness we mentioned earlier.
So, I mean, would you not agree that this sort of repositions Polycom? I mean, you're not really, the way I look at it is you're not even really a hardware company only now. You were sort of known as a hardware provider for video conferencing and audio conferencing products, but now you're in a whole different market realm because you're sort of a glue company in addition to the hardware that you're providing, because you're providing compatibility with everything. So this provides you a different positioning in the market that I think needs to be sort of emphasized.
Yeah, I think that glue statement, that's not exactly in our marketing, but the intent is exactly that, right? It's funny because we talk about not being the provider of all things video, but part of making video collaboration ubiquitous is being the enabler, right? And so I think glue is exactly that. The single syllable of the enabler, right, is glue. And I think that's a perfect point that you make. And while we're not a hardware, we don't envision it and see ourselves as pure hardware play by any means. We are proud of the fact that a new solution that we brought out with this announcement is the Group Series 300 with the new Eagle Eye acoustic camera. So we identified the fact that there are spaces that need high definition video collaboration and the best voice video content, but aren't looking for the higher price points. And so that system, for instance, Craig mentioned, getting into tighter spaces or different spaces, smaller rooms and rooms that have not had video collaboration before, can now leverage Polycom Group Series 300 with HD voice, video, and content for sub $3,000 list price in North America. So really breaking some barriers. If you think about the transition to software from a user's perspective, there's probably nothing we announced that's more indicative of that than RealPresence Cloud Access Suite. And so I'd like to do a quick overview on that. If the audience hasn't heard about Cloud Access Suite, Polycom has made a strong effort in the past to try and bring together business-to-business users through net firewall traversal solutions and driving interoperability and working with the UCI Forum and also working and initiating the Open Visual Communications Consortium to bring businesses together. However, our customers have told us we do need to reach our suppliers and our partners in enterprises, but we also have other communities that we need to reach with our video collaboration, and some of those don't use typical enterprise-type tools. They might be using Skype or Google Talk or Facebook, or they're leveraging new collaborative tools, not that new, of course, but things like Link and IBM SameTime. So what we announced with the RealPresence Cloud Access Suite was a software-based solution. It's an extension to the Polycom Real Presence platform for both public and private cloud deployments. That's very important. So whether it's for enterprise or for service providers to provide solutions to any user group, we have that flexibility with the solution. But it's designed to extend enterprise-grade video collaboration to any business, B2B, or to any consumer, you know, business to consumer, or even consumer to consumer over time as service providers decide to deliver that. Basically, it lets customers bring users from all of their communities, whether it's their corporate directory and a standard-based room system like an HDX or a group series, or whether it's their Skype contacts, their Facebook contacts, Google Talk, their Link contacts, et cetera, all of them can come together in a presence-based application that's enabled by Polycom through a simple web browser and connect and drive very consistent, managed, secure, and high-performance collaborative sessions for voice, video, content sharing, and over time, things like recording, streaming, all via a web browser. So we see this, as I mentioned earlier, really being a great solution for enterprises to deliver to their organizations, larger enterprises, and for service providers to offer video conferencing as a service and drive new revenue streams and reach new user communities. And so that's, you know, we talked about that TAM at the very beginning and growing the total addressable market, and that's what Polycom really wants to do. If your audience is, you know, your audience isn't aware, there's some great tools by Polycom that outline what Video Cloud Access Suite means to the end user. But if I could simplify it and try to create a mental picture, when you open the application on your computer, you're opening a browser. That browser brings up immediately a site that has populated on the left-hand side all of the communities you've told the solution that you belong to. So if you belong to Facebook, it'll bring in your Facebook contacts and tell you which ones have presence and are available to meet, right? The same with Google Talk, your Link contacts, as well as your global directory for folks who have an HDX system or a group series system. You simply drag and drop them into a window, you click the Start Call button, and everyone on that call is immediately fed an instant message or an email, however that social connectivity takes place today, right? If it's in Skype, they're going to get a notification that someone wants to connect to them. If they're in Link, they're going to get an IM, right? If they're on an HDX system, they're going to get an email. And each of those is going to be populated with a URL or dial-in information based on how they prefer to behave. But most of them will receive a URL. They'll click that simple URL, and regardless of whether they're leveraging Explorer or Firefox or Chrome or Safari, that's going to open a browser on their side. And immediately, they're going to join the collaborative session that their host, the person who initiated the call, invited them to. And what's great about this is that in this session, everyone is going to receive enterprise-grade video, enterprise-grade quality audio and content sharing, because it's all powered by the Polycom Real Presence platform and the Cloud Access Suite. So historically, users have had a hard time finding one another. That's gone because we've brought together a for every user, a personal, global, multi-community directory that has rich presence so we can see who's available. We connect to them, drag and drop. They receive the immediate notification. There's no questions on what to do. You click the URL, the browser opens. There's no question about security or firewall traversal because all that's been managed through the Real Presence platform. And so from an IT administrator, it's no longer rogue behavior. It's behavior that they now can manage and they now can secure, they can provision and assign bandwidth to, et cetera. But what's great is once during this experience, they're all sharing an identical set of visuals, the same audio, the same content sharing capabilities. They can share their screens, their applications, there's group chat. And as I mentioned, over time, it's quite obvious to see how Polycom's video content management and the benefits of having our recording streaming capabilities can easily be added to this, as well as other services by service providers and through APIs over time. So this solution is a real pure software-based solution that doesn't exclude the hardware that's been deployed, allows our customers to build on their investments. But from an AV integrator perspective, it really rounds out the solution set that they can offer now through these services to the end user communities, and really offer now, from the comment we mentioned earlier, whether it's immersive telepresence, room-based, desktop, personal, or even web-based. Anyone who has access to the web can now join a high-quality collaboration session. So this, we believe, along with the other announcements we've made, SVC and tripling the capacity and breaking down the islands that have existed, enhancing the user experience with the new Polycom UX and the new group series, enhancing voice and video collaboration at the desktop or in rooms or on mobile devices. All of these announcements, as you mentioned, Gary, very heavily software-based, but are designed really to achieve that vision and provide our partners, AV integrators, of course, being a significant part of that, with the opportunity to drive video ubiquity and to expand the marketplace.
That, the group is there were two parts of the announcement, the series of announcements that you made were that intrigued me the most. Obviously, the group series I thought was great positioning. You filled a hole that nobody had a solution in, especially not only with the performance and simplicity of it, but also the price positioning. But the cloud access suite, which you just obviously talked about, that intrigued me a great deal because two sides of it, the compatibility with all the other sort of third-party connectivity software apps that are out there and services that you mentioned, Facebook and Google Talk and all the rest. But also because it seems to me that allows the integrator to leverage, video conferencing has always been the one bridge between AV and IT that has existed since you started doing IT-based or IP-based video conferencing. And it's really was the first product that really was truly already a bridge of those two. This, however, allows, it seems to me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that it allows the integrator to, in the future, make money selling this as a service, a significant amount of money, because selling hardware is a one-time thing that can be profitable, but selling video conferencing as a service is an ongoing revenue stream that would pay back over the long term many, many times, because you'd be managing their video conferencing system from wherever you are, and it would basically be sort of like having your own virtual video conferencing system that's always ready and always compatible with everything that's out there. Am I missing something there? I mean, it seems like that's how you're aiming it, or is there, this is the future of that, or what?
No, you hit the nail on the head, definitely, Gary. We're going to offer this in phases. The first phase will be for enterprises because we know that there's large enterprises that want to take advantage of their investment in the Polycom Real Presence platform. And so we see that as being one route to market. Definitely, we will be enabling the larger service providers and providing these video conferencing as a service outlets, right? So we definitely see that the AV integrators will be partnering with them as well and being able to bring this into their user communities. So we think, you hit the nail on the head. There's multiple routes to market, and we anticipate, based on the feedback we've had to date, strong demand. And again, it really rounds out that total portfolio. So if the AV integrator is working with their clients, creating custom environments and applications where needed, again, leveraging things like the Group Series 300 for these small rooms, and then also looking to round out the solution for mobile and desktop, et cetera, there's going to be service offerings and service packages available for them to resell to those clients and be able to light up many new environments with video collaboration. And the great thing is some of the barriers for this in the past has been, the behavior has been rogue, right? That some of these social solutions haven't been approved for the network, or because they offer questionable security haven't been embraced by the IT organizations. This now comes under the purview and the management control and provisioning and security of the IT organization. So we've we've knocked down the, you know, some of the problems for the end user that you mentioned, and also really hit the sweet spot for the IT organization to simplify the demand creation. So we anticipate AV integrators and and our other partners will be able to really leverage these video collaboration solutions and Real Presence Cloud Access Suite to really broad-based to expand their adoption with their customers.
And hey, Gary, this is Craig. Hey, one thing I wanted to piggyback on that is I think the beauty of the cloud access solution is that we're using these other social tools in the best way we use them, you know, in terms of presence, in terms of providing a conduit for contact. And then as they click that link, they get the best video experience because now we're leveraging the Polycom video solution as opposed to, you know, a Skype compression. You know, that sort of stuff is not being used. We're using Skype as the conduit to make that contact, to make sure your friend is available, your colleague is available, and then they're leveraging the whole Polycom infrastructure and video compression side of things. And so now we've used that tool for what it can do for us well, the conduit, and we're using the best collaboration solution that's available, the Polycom video conferencing tools. So.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, and I think that is that's a key element because it isn't you're not bringing Polycom down to Skype, you're bringing Skype up to the level of Polycom. Really, is probably the best way to, you know, and not just Skype, but all the other providers that are out there. You're bringing their capabilities up to the capabilities of what you guys can integrate into, or an integrator can integrate into enterprise wide or facility wide systems. I just want to make sure I got that point on cloud access clarified from whoever wants to answer this. So in the future, there will be an option for integrators to provide a cloud-based video conferencing system service to their customers.
Right. That's exactly right, Gary.
Okay, good. That's awesome. I think that is a huge, big, giant story, and I realize that that's not something you have immediately now, but I think that is the hook that will drive people to really understand your strategy. And really what needs to happen, it seems to me, and you know, we pride ourselves on educating the industry on why they should care about new products that are introduced, not just rerunning press releases. That's why we went through the trouble of setting up this video or this audio conference and putting it on Rave Radio, and also sort of the time that we spent with you before writing up those press releases that we published on our website, is that we want people to really understand the positioning of this. So with that said, that means, and the message I would say to the integrators who are listening here, is that you need to partner with Polycom if you aren't now already. You need to find a way to partner with them, because what you're doing is, even if you don't believe for some reason that they don't have the products that you have, they're the only company that's providing the bridge of AV and IT the way that they're doing it, and that is going to offer this service opportunity for you. So you need to get familiar with them. Don't miss out on this opportunity. This is sort of, I got on my soapbox now, but I do have a question for Randy. Randy, so, you know, I mean, you're connected to the dealers. You're talking to the dealers all the time. I mean, you used to be an integrator yourself. I mean, you service the heck out of integrators at AMX and everywhere you've been. What does this mean for them? I mean, obviously there's a benefit that I've mentioned long-term with the cloud, but in the short term, I mean, it seems like this is a no-brainer that they should partner with Polycom over any other video conferencing tool out there or company out there for now.
Yeah, Gary, that's a great question. Before I get right to it, I do want to reinforce one thing, because I know this is very important to the AV integration world itself, and that is that this is really an expansion of our endpoints, because our HDX products are not going away. And as I think you've observed from the company over the years, we have a history of supporting products for an extremely long life cycle. Again, part of this release, and I don't believe John mentioned this, was a revision in software for HDX products that actually allowed whiteboarding directly with the codec. So I think, again, that reinforces to the community that the products they have been selling will still be supported. Maybe the best choice in some applications going forward, but we also fill in some gaps with some extremely powerful endpoints. To your question in particular, I think the major idea here for the integration community is twofold. Number one is, with the expansion of the technology, we're really going to be driving a lot of new applications. And I think that as a community, that's really where the focus should be. We all know that there's conference rooms that don't have any technology in it. We think that driving and expanding the addressable market with this technology will require that every two-person meeting room have some sort of video communications technology in it, which is a huge opportunity for the community. But I think there's also brand new vertical applications that we don't even know about yet. And I think partners like our AV integrators are going to be the ones that are going to be very creative, take the technology and find new verticals and new applications for it.
Yeah, and so that being said, let's say, I mean, there are obviously going to be integrators listening to this who are not currently partnered with Polycom. How do they get partnered with Polycom? What's the best way to form a relationship with you if they don't have a relationship already?
There's several ways to do it. Obviously, as you know, my door and phone are always open, glad to speak to people that are interested. But also, you can go directly to our website at polycom.com. And there is a partner section on the website where they can get more information about our programs that are available and actually request to join one of those programs or receive more information about it. So, yeah, any of us are willing to help, and there's a ton of information on the website.
Okay, so go ahead, John.
There are also, Gary, there are also some great distribution partners that we're working with as well from Westcon and ScanSource and those folks that really will help enable partners get up and running with some of this as well.
That was Craig. Sorry about that. I said John,
but
that was Craig. That's good because so they have access if they it's easy. Sometimes it's easier to go through distribution, and distribution is available to them. But also that direct link is good as well. So that's polycom.com. There's a partner link there. Of course, we'll put all these links. We'll link all the announcement that we've talked about here, all the stories that we've written about this since October 8th. We'll link all them to this listing of this podcast, which will appear both on our website and in our monthly podcast newsletter, which goes out at the end of each month. I appreciate you guys taking the time. I realize I know how busy your schedule is. I know how many requests you've probably received for from everybody in the industry trying to understand this more. I do think that in some ways you overwhelm the industry in a very short period of time, but ultimately I think your timing was good because it'll filter out about the time you guys are really shipping all this stuff and people really have a good handle on where things are going. But I mean, again, getting on my soapbox, the message here is, I mean, and I say this with complete confidence, and I know what the other companies out there are doing. There is no other company that is serving video conferencing the way that Polycom is doing it to cater to the integrator channel. So I think that this is a time and a place and an opportunity for you to jump on this because you have both the hardware, software, and the recurring service revenue opportunities coming with video conferencing. And that whole market is going through a significant number of changes. And thanks to Polycom, thanks to you guys for taking the time, but also thanks for finally bridging high-end video conferencing with all the other third-party connectivity points that are out there and bringing a high quality experience to everybody rather than bringing the low quality experience to everyone, because I think the way that you're doing it now is much, you know, a much better way. Everybody was like, well, why, you know, when are we going to be able to get Polycom on Skype? I like the idea of getting Skype on Polycom better than getting Polycom on Skype. That's my personal opinion, but that's what we do, is we write our opinions into everything that we write about. So I think this is a good move to make. So John, I appreciate your time, and thanks for the better understanding and the detailed sort of positioning. And as you were describing what you were describing with the user interface, I was actually picturing that, so I totally get how that works. And Craig, thanks for your time, and Randy, you've been a great friend for years. I appreciate your time as well, and I wish you guys the best of luck. And we will. I'm sure you'll be back on a Rave Radio podcast sometime here in the near future, certainly before Infocom. But this is Gary Kay signing off for today. Rants and Raves for the day. This was a special opportunity for us to explore in more detail what Polycom has going on. And for more information on anything we've talked about today, just go to ravepubs.com.